10 minutes to 8 o'clock, and Jeanette Kelly's here.
Hi there, Sean. The two dads that were just here talking about soccer in NDG, mm-hmm. I was talking to them after, and they're both involved with the Montreal Children's Choir, which I thought was very nice, because that's what my story is today. It's about the Montreal Children's Choir director and a new project. So I've put together a bit of a montage. You'll hear the choir, and then you'll hear their director, Andy Gray, with his idea.
We've come up with a plan whereby we could help schools and take music into the playground. We could take music into the classroom and into break times and such like after schools, and bring singing alive in schools where it's no longer available.
So that's Andy Gray talking about taking music into schools where there is no more music teaching, because this has happened a lot in the school boards. They've just had to cut back on some of those extra things like music education.
Which is really sad.
It is. It's not good for your mind either. Music helps you learn math. Music helps you settle if you're sort of a nervous person. Music can bring out kids, can really help them blossom socially as well. So his idea, people... we'll know about social media funding. There's a new project online. It's sponsored by the Canadian Scholarship Trust Fund, and they're looking for ideas from across the country of how to spend $100,000 a couple of times a year. And Andy has submitted the only Quebec project. He's looking to get some funding to start a pilot project to work with a team of tutors to go into the schools and teach them music and maybe rap, some dancing, songs. And here
you teach
is.
All of the same repertoire in exactly the same way in multiple schools, and then all come together for a master rehearsal and for a concert in a big performance venue with professional musicians. And the goal really is that the children who have never been exposed to music, who come from a background, who have never really dreamt of the idea of performing, certainly not in a large concert space, suddenly find themselves one of 200 or 300 or 600 school children all singing together in a professional space with professional musicians. And that's often beyond the dreams of many children, but also the concepts of their parents. Some people just can't conceive of that. And I've seen it happen before, and it's an amazingly fulfilling experience.
Seen it happen in the UK, where it's done hugely successfully, and the concerts, the year-end concerts that take place at Royal Albert Hall, so one of the top venues. He'd like to have these children meet at the Maison Symphonique, play with professional musicians, and so I've put a link up on Facebook to the place where people can go and vote in support of this campaign. It's run by the Canadian Scholarship Trust Fund. It is a bit complicated, I have to say, to vote, but it's a worthy cause, so stick with it, Daybreak listeners.
Yeah. And I know the Montreal Children's Choir well. I know what they do. And I know how good the singing in a choir is for brains, really helps with the wiring. So, yeah, impressive stuff.
Okay.
Thanks very much, Jeanette.